Hey, catching up with Miles from Decider TV. He's been overseas, hunting the TV scene over there, and I'm assuming it's healthy. I mean, everything I see from TV executives, and I did see something in an article the other day, Steve, about some big exec saying there's like 500 or 600 decent TV scripts doing the rounds out there because there's such an oversupply of television because there's so many avenues for that material to be broadcast. And but that will go down once it all bottoms out in 3 or 4 years.
Well, there's certainly portions. I mean, we've just had TCA, the Critics Association, meet in the US for their half-yearly catch-up with all the networks going, so this is what we're doing, and these are the new things, and this is stuff, and you'll really like this, and those kinds of things. The problem is that it's fine to deliver all of that information and that content, but have a look at last year's pilots and seasons that got up. How many got second seasons? About 3 out of about, 40 new shows.
And of course, these stronger new shows, Unreal for one, which just ended this week. Can I just say, if no one's had a look at it on Stan, the 2 seasons are up now for you to dive right in. And that's the best thing. You haven't missed it with the streaming video on demand services. So check that out. Did you? The way it ended, and I haven't seen the last episode yet, Steve. I will tonight.
Yeah.
And we talked to those who do know what it's all about. Rachel. I have no pity for Rachel whatsoever. She is just one conniving woman.
The job, right? That's the job, is to be the producer that does the things that makes the hard decisions that sets the people up. When you sign yourself over to a reality TV show, you're theirs. So I think what we've got out of Rachel is pretty much what we should expect. Same with Quinn, right? It's but I have to tell you, it's a pretty amazing finale.
I can imagine. I just know in the second last episode, they're about to set up that young producer guy for a major burn, and I can see that's about to occur. So interesting. We're pretty excited about some of the new stuff coming up. Wanted's being commissioned for another season.
Yeah, look, that's no surprise, really, from Seven. It seemed to do pretty well earlier this year. Lots of people seem to like it. Not one of my favourite things, but that's where we have it.
You don't like girly shows, Steve.
No, that's rubbish. I love Wentworth. I enjoyed Offspring. This season I'm not enjoying, but that's because they've made their own decision to do what they want to do. I just felt that it was like, well, it's an opportunity for Rebecca Gibney to try and play against type. I just felt it was really contrived and predictable.
Yeah, all right. I'm just really stoked that we get to see, I forget her name, the one who was in those Amy ads. She gets to play that nice character again. I love it. Olympics, Channel 7's been getting a lot of criticism. Do you agree, disagree?
Oh, I think the coverage in and of itself has been fine. Certainly, it's fairly easy to criticise when they're making mistakes, like putting up the Chilean flag for China, when they're cutting to ad breaks in the critical moments of sports and those sorts of things. The toughest thing that I'm seeing is that they're reporting that there's 12 million, views on their new app, collectively adding up across all of the days. But all they're counting is stream starts. So that could be me, for example, trying to connect up to the app, failing or starting a stream and having to start it 6 or 7 times to try and get it to run.
Oh, that's
a stream start.
Yeah, okay. All right, because a lot of people are criticising the technology. I criticise the fact that I'm over 7, Mate 7, 2 and Channel 7. You've got to tell me at night there's more than just road racing, hockey and a replay of, volleyball. Sure.
Yeah, but that's their push, right? That's why you get the 7 app and you get to jump on there, pay your $20 and watch whatever part of the Olympics you want.
See, paying the $20, why did we have to do that? That should have been part of the Channel 7 service.
I find it hard to disagree.
Anyway, if we want to make the Olympics available for the country, then the host broadcaster's got to do it. Whatever technology's out there, Steve. So.
Well, the catch is, Bilko, that they're actually meeting their requirements as far as what the government legislation is. This inclusion of the app thing is reasonably new, and so it's not legislated. They can do what they want.
Yeah, that's right. They've got the money. They can do what the hell they want. Tell me about Tom Gleeson's new project coming up.
Yes, Hardly Quiz the Hard Quiz is coming up based on Hard Chat, except that it's a fun but fairly serious quiz. Tom Gleeson is the quiz master, and it's going to be pretty funny. Made by the same people that make The Weekly, so you know what you're going to get. Some pretty topical news stuff, some pretty funny stuff, and some pretty sharp stuff.
Yeah. Working Dog, of course, making a mozza right now. They've got their fingers in so many pies. It's awesome. I love it. What's this taking my parents to Burning Man? I've just seen it start appearing everywhere.
Yeah, documentary this Thursday night on SBS. It's pretty funny. Burning Man is a huge festival in the US. If you've never heard of it, they take over a large patch of the desert and set up an intentional artistic community where there's lots of different fun, all sorts of crazy things to do, but there is no money changing hands.
Oh,
it's
okay.
All a barter system. And so this guy takes his reasonably conservative parents to a place where clothes are optional at the best of times.
Oh, that's what it is. Gotcha. All right. I'm pretty disappointed Blue Bloods has reached its finale tonight, but it will be back later in the year when the new season commences in the States. Can I just say hats off to Channel 10? I know you don't care, Mulks, but Zoo, which they're putting in Saturday night, is pretty much, I think, 2 weeks behind what's going on in the States. So to me, that's pretty good fast-tracking for free-to-air.
Yeah, Channel keeping track. They're doing a smart thing during the Olympics and still delivering content, which is more that can be said for Channel 9.
Yeah, exactly. And what is going on with Channel 9? You've raised that question.
They don't even know. They're basically just having a holiday. They've decided that that's it. That's all we can do for the moment. It's time, so we'll have a break for a couple of weeks, let it all happen, and then come back sort of Monday week is when it all kicks off again. We'll get The Block starting. We get Channel 7's new programming. We get Survivor Australia coming from 10. It's going to be a massive week, I've got to tell you.
It's like February all over again.
Yes, and a great run to the finish.
Yeah, awesome. On Netflix, everyone's talking about The Get Down. What's that about?
This is Baz Luhrmann's big new series for Netflix. A little bit of trouble in the making of, but from the little bit I've seen already, it's pretty cool. It's looking sort of 70s, 80s New York. Almost a Romeo and Juliet-ish love story, considering that Baz Luhrmann created those characters. I think that's fair. look, it's a big music. Grandmaster Flash is involved, so it's going to be pretty amazing.
Is it better than Glee, do you think?
I would offer that it is a different kind of the same thing.
All right. Decider TV, check out that website. And you've been busy overseas with your Humans of Twitter podcast. Any notables that we should be listening out for?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of guys who run a great podcast called The Dollop, Gareth Reynolds and Dave Anthony. They're touring Australia shortly. They're on next week, and both episodes are gobsmackingly excellent.
All right, looking forward to that at Decider TV. Steve, hang in there, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, mate.